Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I think everyone was expecting us to react to Ben and Skin replaying our power rankings debate yesterday.
Nothing to react to. It was a fun, friendly conversation that we enjoyed, that we laughed at.
Yeah. We did.
And they took seriously.
What I like is that the morning show, someone tweeted me this. Someone, a morning show Tola was like, if you turn it on, leave it on, you know what the reality was. But I think the other shows, I don't know what G-Bag did, but I know Ben and Skin tried to twist it a little bit more of a contentious fight because that, you know, makes for, you know, better headlines.
And we've had them.
Of
you
course.
Know, let's not, we're not going to stand here and say we've never been guilty
the
of something.
The counting numbers
that
was legit. Numbers was legit contention.
And sometimes it's hard for, I think it's hard for people to tell with you.
Yeah.
Because they can't see your physical. I knew it when you started going LMNOP and when you kept rattling off the alphabet, I knew you were kind of like playing up the mocking to another level.
Yeah. Nate Silver, copper, gold.
Yeah. But, man, it generated some reaction. Like on the fan text, I'm seeing right now. Like, what? I wish RJ would punch Sean in the throat. I wish he would cut off his circulation. So, whatever.
And to be fair, their recap of it was very funny. The way that they positioned it.
Yeah, but they afterwards should say that it was a crazy coffee high. It wasn't a real fight. Because, you know, I don't want the image portrayed that we like dislike each other.
I don't think they knew the context that you had had three espressos.
Yeah.
At that time.
Well, I tweeted it to them, yeah. And we said it multiple times, so they should know.
I think they had textually ignored it.
Of course they did.
Of course they did. That's
of course
okay.
They did.
That's what they do.
Fake radio.
Yeah.
Fake radio.
Fake first.
All right. Now, we haven't heard this. So this is Brian Broaddus and Mickey Spagnola Lane. They're out on location.
I can tell you, I think it's the happy hour podcast that they do on DallasCowboys.com with Nate Newton involved as well.
Okay, and they were talking about playing with desperation.
Yeah.
This one G-bag of the day yesterday, so I was like, let's go ahead and listen to this audio play.
Right. But what if you lose this next one?
Then, you know, your season's...
So what do you... If you play that card and you win, then what do you play the next
you
week?
You play even with more desperation.
No, you play with your players.
Yeah,
getting
but
confidence.
I don't know how many
you
times
lose this, you
I,
lose.
I believe
but how many
this.
Times can you do that?
I believe this.
As many times as it takes you to get into the playoff or win the division or get to the playoffs.
I think at some point it loses the effect.
I believe.
What do you want them to do?
Be consistent.
See, this
be
is
consistent.
Where this is where you're ridiculous at times.
No, right, I'm right, not ridiculous.
Right. Let's go. Let's
because
go.
If you keep telling, if you keep telling your team they're desperate. Then they're going to sit there and go, okay, we're still desperate? I thought we were desperate
yeah,
last
you're
time.
You're desperate because you lost some
well,
games during the season.
Well, you're desperate every time you play then.
But let me say
you
this.
You should be. Let
well,
me say
but
this.
You can't play that card every
but
time. We're,
but will you buy into this, Broaddus, that you just have to show that you're good and
right.
You got to be good.
They're not good.
Okay.
This team's not good. They're 4-5.
No,
don't sit there
no,
and act like
no,
that they're
no,
good.
If no,
I didn't say they were good.
No.
They're 4-5, but they're, I can't
but
play desperate every time.
You don't think because they added
that's
Amari.
Why they're 4-5, because they don't play with any
but
desperate.
Amari Cooper is a difference maker.
You lost the game with Amari Cooper playing,
it,
by the way.
But he's
against a team.
So they weren't desperate then.
Tennessee may not be as bad as we think. Tennessee may not be as bad as we think.
Now you're sounding ridiculous.
No.
Did they not beat New England?
Nate is like pushed to the side, like the Hall of Fame offensive lineman.
Just get over there. Just keep talking, Nate.
Yeah. Get up out of here.
Wow.
I really don't.
I can't play that card every time.
All right. Whose side are you going to take?
They have to play with desperation now. Now, Mickey's right. You can't sustain that.
Yeah. It's like having too many team meetings, right? It's like
yeah, you only got so many bullets in the chamber. You can't sustain that. But
yeah.
They're in a position right now where they have to play with desperation.
Yes.
You know, and they really have to play.
And Brian's right. They have not played with it previously.
Right.
You could feel and see it in the Philly game that had been missing in previous weeks.
I think you could play with desperation for seven games.
Yeah.
Okay, which is what they have left. Now, you can't do it for 16.
Well, you can't play that card every time.
No, you can't play that card. But I think Mickey's right. You can't do that for a whole year.
I think maybe he's talking about the speech aspect of it, too. You know, like, yeah, players should be going out there and being like, this is a playoff game. This is a playoff game. This is a playoff game.
Remember when the Packers, they had like a 6-game win streak to end the season a couple years ago? They had to play every game like it was a playoff game. And they did. And they made the postseason. And that was the year they beat the Cowboys. They beat us, right? With the Dak year. So they had to play with that kind of desperation.
They always have it every year. It's every year. LAX or it's an Aaron Rodgers quote. It's something that gets them fired up. But Broadus will – I don't know how they haven't, like, murdered each other more often. Like, because Mickey's not going to back down. Broadus can get heated. But, no, Brian would be like – sometimes when we used to get into it with Mickey, I'd be like, how do you not strangle him? How do you not put your hands around his throat? And he's like, nah, Mickey's a good guy. Brian will always defend, and I expected him to like be more aggressive or want to fight more. But to do a show every single day, I think Broadus actually shows tremendous patience. He has to.
Well, he has to.
And then Mickey's gotten better, too. He'll disagree with more of a smile on his face. But we've all kind of adjusted to it over the years.
We've had to. We used to get in fights with Mickey every day.
Oh.
We used to look forward to it. Oh, man, I can't wait. We're going to push Mickey. And now we just push his buttons on purpose.
Yes.
Because now it's easy, and he knows we're pushing his buttons on purpose. I'll just bring up how much time Dak has in the pocket.
Oh.
Just to bring it up.
Who takes care of that number?
Next-gen stat.
Who's timing that?
Any kind of next-gen stat I'm going to bring up. I mean, who's sitting around? Is somebody just sitting around watching all these games?
You believe those numbers? You believe them? But Mickey also, you know, to his credit, he's like, yeah, I know I'm stubborn, too. We're all stubborn. So that's the point of it. You get passionate about it, you get stubborn about it, and that's what happens. All right, Roy, what is this audio that Ben tweeted?
So, actually, this was from WIP, and I'm going to take credit for this because he retweeted my liked tweet. See, I liked it to bookmark it, and then he retweeted it with his own commentary. You know, like he's the first guy to find it. And then I'm like, damn, well, I guess I got to get right to it.
Petty over here.
It is petty. That's how we do it on Twitter. And I want the credit. So, without further ado, this is Nigerian Sports Radio. And what you are going to hear is two gentlemen arguing about individual awards that should be handed out to the best soccer players in the world. You're going to hear maybe one name that you recognize in this, and that is Cristiano Ronaldo. I will ask both of you for this 55-second clip to write down the number of words you can recognize. Okay, any words that you recognize definitively that you hear, write it down from the Nigerian sports radio fight that took place earlier this week.
Mr. Nike, individual awards have been handed out. When you were handing out those awards, where was Cristiano Ronaldo? Best player in Europe, he did not get it. Best player, he did not get it. Best player at the World Cup, he did not get it. All the individual awards, he has managed to lose them. He has lost them. No! You know what he's saying? This is not coaching. This is certainly not coaching. It's about vote. It's about vote. It's about being a favorite.
And that's it.
Which individual award has he won? Which award has he won? Which individual has he won in the last 1 year? No, he does not deserve it.
If at all,
Messi does not deserve it. Ronaldo does not deserve it.
Give him for what?
All the individual awards. Which one has he won? You cannot answer.
What does Mbappe do to deserve
award?
All right, I know I heard best player in Europe.
Okay.
And then maybe awards at the end.
Yep, I got Mr. So they call him Mr. at the beginning. I got Cristiano Ronaldo, best player in Europe. Look at it. This man is serious. Fight. Messi is not something. Awards, how many has he won?
Good grief, RJ.
Well done. Individual awards. They're talking about the year that these guys had. They're debating whether or not Cristiano Ronaldo deserved to win the Golden Boot for 2018 for this year. And I thought that was a spicy little interaction.
There you go. Thank you, Ben Rogers, for finding that.
Spicy. No. No. Don't do that.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, a lot of fights. A lot of crazy fights this week.
By the way, a lot of fan texters texting in saying that Ben and Skin did clarify that you were under a lot of coffee pressure.
Okay. I heard.
So, they did clarify it.
You told me that they were talking about lack of sleep. from going out with Ben the night before.
Well, they mentioned that he was drinking a lot of coffee that morning, possibly as a result of having been up late the night before. I think several fans are tweeting here. Correct me if I'm wrong. Several fans are tweeting here that they did clarify.
If that's the case,
you apologize?
Then I apologize. I retract.
Kiss it.
Roy, shut up. I think the speed, there was a lot of John Belushi, Grego accusations on me yesterday.
Mm.
A lot of speed talk. And yeah.
Yeah, they asked if you're on steroids.
Yeah, no. It was the espresso machine got me.
Yeah. Men's I thought
it was coffee. I thought it was. But if they did preface it and talk about the coffee and the caffeine, I apologize to Ben Skin and Shippy. Not KT, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.